You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Another windy day today. Sorry to be the bearer of bad news. Maybe not as windy, like upwards of 80 miles an hour yesterday in the metro area.
Yeah, it was really bad down by me. I was outside just running around gathering up patio furniture and watching part of our fence fall down. Mm-hmm. And one of the worst things about it yesterday, it was field day for my daughter. And just seeing those kids out there shivering and all the parents were, you know, in winter jackets and beanies, and it was hard to get through it. It was really, really cold and really windy. I don't know why they didn't just cancel it or move the date, but they went on with it. The best part was watching my daughter. They have an event where they strap a parachute onto your back,
okay,
and then you got to run. And, you know, on a normal day, it's just going to hold you back and you have the resistance.
These kids could airborne.
They could have, you know, ended up in Oz. They were being blown all over the place. At one point, the parachute whipped around like on the side. So she's trying to run the straight line and she's getting pulled all the way to the right down the field.
That's really
funny to watch. But yeah, it was bad yesterday. I talked to somebody at the gym that was going to a golf tournament that they weren't excited about, and another one going to a tennis tournament that was outside.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, boy, did you guys pick the wrong day.
Wow.
Wrong day.
I was going to ask if your daughter got a ribbon, but what am I thinking? They all get ribbons.
Yeah,
right?
They all get little medals or
last
whatever.
Place, medals, trophies.
Yeah.
Streets named after them.
A lot of thanks for playing.
Stuff like
awards,
that.
Awards, yeah.
I got to tell you what happened. I got a phone call yesterday. My stepdaughter, full-time college student, by the way, I should point out that this is her second to last semester. She's just finishing up. She'll graduate in December. She got a C this semester, and it, like, ruined her.
What happened there?
She sat in some really weird psychology class that she couldn't – I don't know. She got
distracted by a boy?
So now – you know.
Okay.
No.
All right, just making sure. Might have to put the lockdown on that then.
So her GPA has sunk down to a terrible 3.8, and so she's just devastated. Mm. I'm like, a 3.8?
You'll be fine.
My friend is pretty darn good. No one's going to care in just a couple of years anyway. So.
Yep.
But let me tell you something else that she does. She is a nanny for a couple of families. And one family, she essentially... I wouldn't say she fired them. She just got them to agree that this wasn't the right fit because one of the parents was an alcoholic.
Okay. Yeah.
And a little insane. And she was like, I don't want to be part of this situation anymore. Anyway, so she interviewed with this one family and really liked them. And so it's her second family. And yesterday was her first day.
Hooray.
Going to their house.
Okay.
To watch their one-year-old child.
Adorable.
Yes.
Blech.
Until. And remember, first day, she's there. She sees both of the parents. They walk out the door. And she's there in the kitchen with the one-year-old toddler. And she says about 10 minutes later, her phone rings, and it's the mom, frantic. She says, oh, my God, oh, my God. She starts by apologizing profusely. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. But my husband... left his gun on the couch.
Oh, okay. That's a good place to keep it.
The handgun on the couch with a one-year-old toddling around the house.
So could you run over there and get your fingerprints all over that and move it to a, you know, different location? And where were you last night about 6 o'clock? We just need to know. No big deal.
Oh, my God. My first question was, is this guy like law enforcement or something like that? They're like, no, he just has one of those concealed carry or whatever.
He's got his gun.
And he sat down, apparently, to tie his shoes on the couch.
Okay, took it out.
Set the gun down there on the couch and then left the house.
That's how mistakes happen.
That's how children or nannies end up dead.
Yeah, not good.
So they're like,
she go pick it up?
So they're like, we're very, very sorry. Will you please go in there and gently pick it up and put it up in this cabinet somewhere, you know, that's out of reach?
Can you go out back, fire off a few rounds, and... Did she do that, or does she pretend she was an old West cowboy?
Twirl it, and like, do the fast draw.
Put it in the back of her pants.
So, anyway, I'm wondering if maybe that's a future segment for our show.
Where'd you leave your gun?
No.
Oh.
The greatest nanny you know, events, stories that they've got, the experiences that were mind-blowing for them.
Yeah, the things you see.
This is her first being told that a gun is on the couch.